From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The suicide bombing at the Bakir el-Ulam Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. The bomber entered during a religious ceremony and detonated explosives strapped to his body. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. Also, the seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. Both Syria and Russian government officials have denied targeting medical facilities. UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien said Monday more than a million Syrians are living under siege by government and Russian forces.
The real question is this: how can we prevent now nearly a million people being subject to a cruel form of collective punishment that gets more severe and intense month after month across the country?
Stephen O'Brien spoke at the UN in New York. An earthquake struck Tuesday off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan. A tsunami warning was issued. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the quake struck around 6 a.m. at a depth of 10 kilometers. It warned people along the coast to move to higher ground. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. This is VOA News. The death toll from a train derailment in India rose to 142 Monday morning after rescue workers completed a search for bodies trapped in the rubble. Rescue workers pulled more than 220 injured people from the wreckage of the derailed passenger train. The train was traveling Sunday between the cities of Indore and Patna in a rural district of Uttar Pradesh state. The cause of the crash is not yet known. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will soon make some key appointments to his new administration. Trump is meeting Monday with two more possible cabinet picks, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, possibly for Energy Secretary, and Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon, possibly for Interior Secretary. Trump also met with a longtime political ally, former House of Representatives Speaker Newt Gingrich. Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway said not all of the parade of visitors Trump has met in recent days will wind up working in his administration.
We know that we're ahead of schedule where other presidents have been, so we're not in a rush. I mean, it took President Jimmy Carter 5 weeks to fill some of these positions, Reagan 3 to 4 weeks, President Obama 2 to 3 weeks, really 3 weeks for some of the top spots.
Kellyanne Conway. Police fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and water cannon during battles with protesters late Sunday in the U.S. state of North Dakota. Demonstrators have for months been trying to block the construction of an oil pipeline that they say threatens water supplies and what they consider sacred tribal lands. Construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline is nearly complete. The fighting broke out when about 400 protesters tried to break through a police barricade on a bridge. Police say protesters threw rocks and set fires. A contingent of Japanese troops arrived in South Sudan on Monday to join UN peacekeepers. They are the first Japanese soldiers deployed abroad with a mandate to use force in over 70 years since the end of World War II. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance's actions over the years have been defensive and proportionate, in line with international commitments. Addressing a NATO Parliamentary Assembly meeting in Istanbul Monday, Stoltenberg touched on relations with Russia, the recent coup attempt in Turkey, and presidential elections in the United States. Addressing the meeting, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his government needs the support of the world in fighting terrorism and accused the European Union and the United States of being ambivalent concerning such groups. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation will take steps to counter NATO's expansion to nations on its borders. In remarks made in the documentary film, Putin suggested Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine was motivated by fear over the fate of Sevastopol. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.